Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by The Home Depot. Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at The Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Dell. Your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, expanding your business and evolving your passions. Dell pushes what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Jeremy Hobson.
It's Freakonomics time. Every 2 weeks, we explore the hidden side of everything. And today, why the first decision you make in 2012 is riskier than you think. Here's Stephen Dubner.
Happy New Year, everybody. Now, how are you getting home from that party? If you're in New York City, where I live, good luck getting a taxi. And if you've had some champagne and you're even thinking about driving home, well, don't.
Drinking and driving is not only against the law, but it can also be deadly.
Over the limit, under arrest.
Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
All right, so maybe you'll walk home. Smart move, right?
That's a terrible idea. Walking drunk is one of the most dangerous activities you can engage in.
That's Steve Levitt. He's my Freakonomics friend and co-author. He's also an economist at the University of Chicago.
Truly, if you're faced with exactly two choices, walking drunk or driving drunk, you absolutely should drive drunk.
Now, wait a minute. Levitt is not advocating that people drive drunk. We know how incredibly dangerous that is, but what about drunk walking? Is that dangerous? Consider a few numbers. In 2009, the most recent year for which we have data, about 34,000 people died in traffic accidents. Roughly half of them were drivers, 41% of whom were drunk. Now, there were about 4,000 pedestrians killed, and 35% of them were drunk. Here's Levitt again.
For every mile walked drunk turns out to be 8 times more dangerous than the mile driven drunk. So just to put it simply, if you need to walk a mile from a party to your home, you're 8 times more likely to die doing that than if you jump behind the wheel and drive your car that same mile.
Now, there are some caveats here. A calculation like this requires some assumptions because there's no government database on drunk walking. Also, people drive drunk much farther distances than they'd walk drunk. And most important, a drunk walker can't hurt or kill someone else the way a drunk driver can. That said, the death toll from drunk walking is undeniable.
The danger of impaired walking is not insignificant. And certainly when it comes down to you, it's definitely significant.
Thomas Esposito is a trauma surgeon at Loyola University Health System in the Chicago area. He's used to seeing a New Year's Day spike in pedestrians who've been hit by cars. As a matter of fact, January 1st is the deadliest day of the year for pedestrians. And 58% of the people who died were drunk.
I'd rather work New Year's Eve than New Year's Day because a lot of the time on New Year's Day, that's when people start to realize someone's missing, where are they? And then they find them at the bottom of the stairs or on the side of the road injured.
Esposito also has personal experience with drunk walking. A few years ago, his cousin was hit by a car and killed while walking home from a New Year's party. He'd been drinking, thought it was better to leave his car and go home on foot. Esposito believes we've done a pretty good job getting out the don't drink and drive message, but that we could do a lot better with Don't Drink and Walk. Here's Steve Levitt again.
For 20 years, we've been told you should never, ever drive drunk. We should have been told you should never, ever walk drunk and you should never, ever drive drunk. And because nobody thought about it when we were coming up with what was moral and immoral, somehow now drunk walking just can't find its way into the immoral box.
So listen, have a great New Year's celebration, but if a friend has been drinking and starts reaching for the car keys or decides to set off on foot, don't let him. Because remember, friends don't let friends walk drunk. I'm Stephen Dubner for Marketplace.
For old time's sake and days gone by, for better days we knew, I drink a toast to memory. I drink a toast to you. Here's to you.
Stephen Dubner, our Freakonomics correspondent, he puts out a podcast, too. You can get that on iTunes and hear more at Freakonomics.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Capital One Bank. With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions, even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.